I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Animal-assisted therapy using professionally trained animals is being evaluated as a possible tool to help some children manage anxiety during dental visits. Dr. Deidre Williams is here to talk about the concept of using therapy animals in a pediatric dental setting. Dr. Williams is an associate professor in the Department of Pediatric Dentistry at MUSC. Dr. Williams, first tell us the basics about this idea of using professionally trained therapy animals in certain circumstances in pediatric dentistry.
The therapy animal is designed to provide comfort, relaxation, affection for patients, whether they're in schools, nursing homes, hospitals, or even a dental office. And, you know, naturally, going to the dentist, many people experience high levels of anxiety, high levels of discomfort for a number of reasons. But this concept provides a behavior guidance tool that potentially has some benefits where there won't be any side effects to the patient.
And what sorts of scenarios with children in particular might this be something worth considering?
For instance, children who really have an aversion to coming to the dental office, sometimes animal-assisted therapy can just be utilized to get them comfortable with just being in the waiting room. Sometimes the animals are in the treatment room, again, hoping to provide comfort. Pre-appointment visits frequently are where you will find animal-assisted therapy utilized, whether it's children that are planning to have an outpatient procedure. Animal-assisted therapy typically can be utilized in that regard.
And is this approach actually being used with children in particular?
Clinical trials have been conducted here in the U.S. as well as abroad with regards to animal-assisted therapy in dental clinics to find ways where this behavior guidance technique could be utilized more often with private practitioners. Currently, this is a process that's being utilized in preoperative appointments before going into an operating room setting. This would vary depending on the practitioner in terms of making sure they have well-trained handlers that would be present with the animals, as well as animals who've met the certification process to be able to be in an environment with very active children.
Dr. Williams, why is this possibly a good approach to help manage dental anxiety for some children?
Well, for some children, when we are looking at our behavior guidance tools, either we look at it from the standpoint of a pharmacologic approach or a non-pharmacologic approach. Any opportunity where we can provide comfort, decrease anxiety, and would be successful with treatment completion without any type of medication is a win-win for the patient.
Dr. Williams, thanks for this information about animal-assisted therapy in pediatric dentistry.
Thank you so much.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.